U.S. officials meet today in Ottawa with representatives from other countries to discuss putting labels on bioengineered food, that is, food produced through genetic manipulation. Europe wants labeling to be required. The U.S. wants a voluntary approach. No final conclusions are expected during the four-day meeting in Canada. The labeling debate is about more than food, as NPR's Emily Harris reports.
If all the foods in U.S. grocery stores that contain genetically modified ingredients were labeled as such, producers say it would kill a promising industry. Gene Grabowski is with the Grocery Manufacturers of America.
The only time we've tried mandatory labeling for biotech foods, in Britain, for example, we have driven biotech from the market because the consumers don't have enough of an information base so that that label has any meaning. The label is interpreted as a warning, and the product is driven from the market.
And that, he says, means beneficial biotech foods would never be sold. Biotechnology means scientists can take a gene from one plant or animal and put it in another. So far, that's been done to improve plant disease resistance or increase crop yield. But producers also promise future consumer benefits, from better tasting fruit to added nutrients in grains. Grabowski says the whole intent of mandatory labeling is to force biotech out of business. Labeling has become a pet cause of many organizations. Last week, a handful of activists, some dressed as ears of corn, rallied in Oakland, California to push for mandatory labeling.
We're gathered today outside of the West Coast Regional Food and Drug Administration office because our government has left us in the dark by refusing to label or test experimental genetically engineered foods.
People at the rally displayed boxes of common foods they say include genetically modified ingredients, such as ketchup, cookies, potatoes, and frozen enchiladas. Most estimates agree about two-thirds of processed foods and a few fruits and vegetables likely contain something that's been bioengineered. The organizers of this demonstration are part of a network of environmental and consumer groups. Activists say labeling is all about consumer choice.
I've been eating them without my knowledge, even before I got involved in this issue.
Matt Rand is with the National Environmental Trust.
They've done no long-term human health studies on these foods. I don't know what the long-term ramifications of eating these foods could be. I'm really afraid of not only some of the products that are already out there, especially long-term ramifications, but I'm afraid of some of the new foods that they're developing now.
Rand says he deserves the right to read a label and decide what he wants to eat, but he is fighting the U.S. government at every step. In 1992, the Food and Drug Administration decided there's no good reason to label every genetically modified food as such. That remains the policy today. Jim Mariansky is biotechnology coordinator for the FDA's Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition.
We have not been able to identify any information that would show that those products as a class differ in safety or quality simply because the technique has been used to produce the product. So we don't have a legal basis to require companies to put that information on the label.
Last year, a bill requiring that bioengineered food be labeled was withdrawn from the House of Representatives without a vote. Its sponsor, Democrat Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, plans to bring it back this year. Meanwhile, voluntary labeling of a variety of types of food is growing in popularity among some producers.
After months of research for the Food Alliance, I found a way to let shoppers know which produce has been grown in environmentally and socially responsible ways. Sir, may I present your solution?
Jenkins.
The Food Alliance, based in Portland, Oregon, ran radio ads like this to promote their local label for fruits and vegetables. The organization sets its own definitions for environmentally responsible. Deborah Kane, executive director of the Food Alliance, says participating farmers can find new customers, but that's not her only focus.
The whole goal is to kind of harness the power that consumers have in the marketplace and use that power to encourage more and more farmers to change their practices so that they could qualify for the seal of approval.
Kane's group is working now with local independent stores. She says she needs a big retailer to really have an impact. This labeling program is not regulated by the government, but is responding to a perceived consumer desire. Consumer demand drove the Department of Agriculture last year to define what organic, another voluntary label, means. The FDA says for genetically modified foods, voluntary, market-oriented labeling is the way to go as well. This week, the agency wraps up a comment period on suggested label wording for producers who want to promote their foods as made with or without biotechnology. Some foods on the market now are labeled free of genetically modified ingredients, but the FDA's Mariensky says that claim isn't advisable.
Because consumers, first of all, assume that if something is said to be free of something, that it means zero. And our experience so far is that, at least for commodity products such as corn or soybeans, there is most likely and always some low-level contaminating amount of engineered material, even in crops that have grown not to be produced using those techniques.
That's a problem faced by companies who want to buy non-biotech food.
May I have your attention, please? At this time, Virgin Atlantic Airways is ready to board all rows.
For example, menus on Virgin Atlantic flights invite passengers to ask if they want to know which foods are bioengineered. The airline's service director says few people ever do ask for food details, but legal requirements in Virgin's home country, Britain, and social pressure in Europe led to the note on the menu. The European Union plans to make current mandatory labeling laws more comprehensive. Exports of U.S. corn and soy to the EU have fallen due to fears that modified produce will be mixed with other crops. Agribusiness professor Barry Zumas says mandatory labeling laws could be fought as a trade barrier. He also says they could backfire.
The American manufacturers, quite frankly, would almost be forced to label everything just to be safe. And then if everything gets labeled, it kind of defeats the purpose of labeling.
Neither side in this debate over when and how to label genetically modified food wants to follow the regulatory example of another controversial ingredient. Dairy producers who don't inject their cows with bovine growth hormone are free to label their milk as not containing the hormone. But they must include a disclaimer that says the FDA has found no significant difference between milk from hormone and non-hormone treated cows. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.